When you buy something as expensive as a mattress online, how do you judge its quality? Well, you might rely on reviews. But what if those reviews are being paid for by a mattress company? That's exactly what was happening with Casper, which started in 2013. Now it's worth about $750 million and is in partnership with the retail giant Target. Joining us now with more on this is our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Jason Del Rey is senior editor at Recode. He joins us from New York. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Jeremy.
And let's go back to the beginning of this story. Casper's competitors were paying commissions to people to write bad reviews of Casper mattresses.
Well, that's essentially the allegation Casper had when it sued three of these sites. All of these sites make money by getting commissions from the brands that they recommend. If the commission is the same across the board, perhaps you could think they have, you know, there's no intention to recommend one over the other. But Casper claimed that these sites would write Casper reviews, get them to turn up high in Google search results, and then recommend competing mattresses over Casper. And the allegation is that these other companies were paying more than Casper was ever willing to, and essentially auctioning off Casper's search traffic.
So Casper sued and ended up settling with these companies, right?
This is true. Two of the three fought the suits at first, but then eventually settled. And the last one ended up selling their company to another review site company that Casper is now financing.
Yeah. So explain that. The twist here is that Casper basically was angry about what was going on before and then sort of said, if you can't beat them, join them, and bought.
They financed the takeover of this review site, Sleepopolis. They gave a loan to this company that owns other sites like Mattress Clarity. That's the name of another review site. And so Casper now says they have no control over the site. They're not operating it themselves. But there's this financial link which just makes things really, really messy. Even if they have disclosures on the site, which they do, you know, the whole industry now is gossiping about what this means when some of the most popular review sites are now connected
right
to Casper.
So for our listeners who are hearing this and maybe they're in the market for a mattress, what can they do to make sure that they're getting an independent reviewer? Is it even possible anymore when you want to buy something like a mattress online?
I mean, it's really tough. The best thing to do is, you know, well, a couple of things. Let me back up. Amazon reviews, you know, Amazon at least verifies that the person who is reviewing something and has purchased that item. Now, there's ways to get around that, and it's still not always, you know, clear how accurate and real those are, but there's some verification. The other thing is a lot of these online mattress companies let you try them out for 100 days. I did that with a Casper mattress, returned it. It was an easy process. Some other brands I've heard make it a little harder to return. So there's no simple answer, unfortunately.
That's Jason Del Rey, a senior editor at Recode. Jason, thank you.
Thanks.